It's summertime, and we are both on vacation, so enjoy this best of hour of America Weekend with Ed Kalenge and Christina Stoffo.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo and I will chat with Miss Teen USA 2015, Katherine Heike. It turns out that Katherine has a very unique talent. It helped her win the crown. And yes, we will have Katherine perform that talent here on the show today. And then it's catchy. Turns out Christina's got a similar talent. And yeah, even me, I'll try to see if I can do something as well. After that, this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. And then somebody got killed at an Atlanta Braves game. Guy fell from the upper deck down below. People have gotten very seriously hurt, and now in this case, killed, just by going to a baseball game this year. We'll talk about it. And then Gary Buffo. He's the president of the National Limousine Association. He has some serious questions about Uber drivers. They're not fingerprinted. There's no background check. We don't know about these guys. Who is that coming to pick you up after you tap on the glass on your smartphone and say, yeah, take me here? Who is that? Is the car safe? Is the person safe? We'll talk about it. Well, we start things off this hour with my trip into a Walmart. Let's set the scene. I was on my way back from Cleveland. I went and visited the network that syndicates this very same radio show. We had a very nice trip, yes. So on the way back, we drove because my wife has an inner ear thing. We can't fly. So we're driving along. Well, we stopped at a Walmart. Wanted to get some snacks, a couple of things, you know what I mean. So we walk in there and there's a very attractive Cleveland Browns binder. All right. It's a little memento of my trip out to the network. I think I'll grab it. You know, I get papers all over the place. Rooting through the stuff. It's back to school time, mind you not. And so all of a sudden this woman said, oh, you're getting the stuff for school. Because my 12-year-old was with me. I said, no, I'm just buying a binder. Oh, you know, if you have the list. No, we live in New Jersey. We're traveling. Oh, well, no, it's okay. Just get out your phone. Or does your wife have a phone? You can get the list and you can get everything you need here. No, you really can't. And she's cutting me off. You can get everything you need, right? Wait a minute. I really wanted to engage this woman in a conversation because I found this to be an interesting little psychological situation here. I love these little impromptu Rorschach tests that just seem to happen in my life. I am in Ohio right now. I live in New Jersey, 450 miles from here. Why would I buy my child's back-to-school items here and then have to truck them 450 miles home? Don't you think she should have given up when I said I live in New Jersey? Isn't it amazing that sometimes you will run into people and they think they know you? Sometimes they get overly friendly. Sometimes when we talk about personal space? What is it, like 6 to 8 inches? Don't get any closer. There is also an emotional space. I'm buying a freaking binder for $5. And she's, no, you can get it all here. Ma'am, don't you know Walmart is essentially everywhere? Why am I going to saddle my wife and my son with the responsibility of buying the back-to-school items when he doesn't even start school for a week? And when we are tired, we are sweaty, we are thirsty, we simply came in to buy a couple of things and we're going home. Strangers out there, you don't have to try to make idle conversation and help every single person you see. Sometimes it is better to be seen and not heard. And I'm not talking about kids. I'm talking about when you see me shopping at Walmart. Let me buy my binder. Let me get some whatever we bought. I don't even know what we bought. Some gum, some iced tea, some whatever. And just let me go. You'd never see me again anyway. And ma'am, if you're driving around today listening to this, or if you're walking around with your fancy schmancy little smartphone listening, nothing against you personally. But just please, back off when I'm in Walmart. Miss Teen USA 2015, Katherine Heike is coming up next. And if you see her in Walmart, just let her be as well. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.